World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Today I want to talk to you about Holy Spirit. When God designed human beings, He designed them in this incredible way that as they would move in life, as they would administrate and manage and make decisions, that His Spirit was such a part of this that they didn't walk in just a natural ability, but instead they literally walked in this partnership with God that religion has destroyed. And I want to talk to you today, because I don't know what you're dealing with or what's going on in your life, but every area of your life is to be filled and empowered and touched by Holy Spirit. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, I'm going to read it to you from the Expanded Bible. Then he told me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. You will not succeed by your own strength or by your own power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, all-powerful, the Almighty of heaven's armies of hosts. You see, you are not, depends on what your definition of success is. You know, if your definition of success is just to exist, just to survive, well, you're probably doing good. You can pat yourself on the back and say, I survived. But I refuse to survive. There's never a season in my life that my goal was to survive. There's never been a season in my life when my goal was just to make it through. It didn't matter how much was going on personally. It doesn't matter how much hurt. It doesn't matter how much pain, how much sickness was pushing at me. It doesn't matter. There is something about, okay, God, you are with me. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to go kick butt. I'm going to get up and go do something great for God. And He can turn any situation around from what the enemy intended for you for harm, and He can bring phenomenal blessing and peace and joy and healing and miracles into your life. You are not going to make it though with what God is calling success, with what God is calling this, if you don't allow His Spirit, if you don't learn to work with Holy Spirit. All through the Bible, in the Old Testament, you know, the Old Testament prophets, they're very interesting. They would be preaching away at the people, and all of a sudden they go, boop, and they start prophesying about Jesus. And then, boop, they come back onto their message. It's hilarious, which is why so much of the Old Testament seems written in code, because you'll be reading this message, and then it's out of context. It's just kind of like, and then also it says, and the bulls of Bashan have encompassed me about, and they have pierced my hands and they've pierced my feet. You go, what's going on here? Through the gift of prophecy, these men of old would be teaching and preaching to the people, and then all of a sudden, boop, they would begin to speak and prophesy of the power and the coming Messiah. And so it's interesting that when you look at the presence of God in our lives, that it is something that, and look at the word here, it says, you will not succeed. In the King James, we used to sing it all the time, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. There's something about the Spirit of God that this modern church has completely missed. We have one group that's trying to prophesy into everybody's lives and give everybody direction, which is not even New Covenant. We have others who just think that the brilliance of God's Word gives me such great ideas and guidelines for my life, and it does. But somehow, there's been this inability or this disconnection of allowing the Spirit of God to flow. When He says, not by might nor by power, He is telling you, and He's telling me, but I'm speaking to you today. He's telling you, you're not going to succeed like He's designed you to without the Spirit of God, without the presence of God, without this. And one of the things, I love pictures. And you know what? When it talks about the Spirit of God, it's ruach in Hebrew or pneuma in the Greek. It's the Spirit. The word Spirit means wind. It means breath, the moving of air. That's why in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 it says, and he created the earth and the heavens, and the Spirit of God was moving on the waters. And this picture, this word spirit, this ruach, it's talking about the blowing of the wind. And in another word it uses is, and it's hovering, like a mother hen on eggs, that something's going to hatch, something's about to come forth. And as the Spirit of God was moving on the waters, God just spoke and things begin to happen. You're not going to be able to do the things that God has put in your heart. There's greatness on the inside of you because Jesus is there. And every one of you is designed to live this life of enjoying his presence. And that when you begin to speak to mountains, he never designed it to be some kind of mind over matter, some kind of a head trick, some kind of a, just keep speaking it for 50 years and a bulldozer will come by and a company will remove it and go, oh, no, the Spirit of the Lord is about his power, his miraculous supernatural ability in our lives. And you've got to believe this. If you don't, then you are literally relegated to just being a normal person, which means you are not going to succeed because you're going by your own might. So we could take that verse, turn it around and say, by your might and by your power, welcome to average living. Okay? Or welcome to failing somewhere, because there will be a storm that will take you out. It'll make you compromise. It'll make you sit down and lick your wounds. It'll make you give up. It'll make you get off your faith. It'll make you get out of grace. It'll make you not even know God because you're not there. And so I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit, oh my, he is so amazing. In John 3:8. Is an incredible portion of scripture that Jesus is explaining. And he says, the wind blows where it wants to. And you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where the wind comes from, and you don't know where it's going. It is the same with every person who is born of the Spirit. Do you understand that you can experience the effect of Holy Spirit? You can sense wind. You can feel the wind. I love wind. I love hearing the wind go through the trees. I love just sticking my head out the window when I was a kid, letting the air just blow my hair everywhere. And there's just something about wind. And when you hear about the Spirit of God, God's trying to give us word pictures to understand that in the spirit realm, he's like a wind. As far as the eye can see, when the wind begins to blow, it's touching so much. And you don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. In other words, when you begin to partner with Holy Spirit and you begin to understand how he is designed to be your helper, you begin to enjoy. The Bible uses so many different references to the wind and to breath. In Psalms 104, verse 30, it says, when you breathe on them, they are created. When God actually made man, it's a pretty unique thing when he made man. I mean, out of dust, think of every nerve ending. Think of the fascia of your body. Think of the billions and trillions of signals running through it simultaneously to make your little toe just keep you on balance, and your heart to keep the beat going, and your alimentary canal to continue to move and digest food and give you, I don't even know where to start. Health, you know, doctors, they think they've got it figured out, and I love them. We've got them in our church, but nothing can touch or under, but yet it's nothing until God breathes. And when he breathed this air, this wind into the nostrils of man, he became a living soul. And he was to function like God. These are God's kids. That's why we call them Father. They weren't to act like animals or zebras or cows. They weren't to act like orangutans or monkeys, regardless of the ridiculousness of the world thinking. They were to function and act like God. They were to learn by watching God, learn by hanging out with Jesus, so that you could learn how to have relationships that the wind of God was touching. You could learn to have a body so healthy that in the spirit, the presence, the wind, the breath of God would just bring a life to you.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Who is Holy Spirit to you?
Many Christians are unaware of the role Holy Spirit plays in their day-to-day lives. As a believer, you have a powerful advantage. Don't go your entire life unaware of who Holy Spirit is. In this three-part series, Demystifying Holy Spirit, Leon cuts through common misbeliefs and shows you how to tap into God's presence.
Hey, everybody. Those who give and have joined us in this love walk of financing this program around the world, they're so special. I'd love to have you join us. For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series on the Holy Spirit and how I learned to become friends with Him and His power in my life.
Receive His guidance, know Holy Spirit personally, and begin to access His miraculous ability and strength like never before. Get your copy of Demystifying Holy Spirit today.
And I just want you to make sure that you begin to get your brain to think. You begin to renew your mind. You begin to allow the Word of God to touch your heart in such a way that the things that everything in the Bible is written for a purpose and a reason. That what they touched was healed, and where they went, the angels of God went before them. That when they didn't worry about their rear guard or the reward, the King James calls it, because the angels of heaven protected them. They didn't go until that was their destiny or until they were ready. And so this Holy Spirit that I'm talking to you about, when Jesus was talking to his disciples in 14, 15, and 16 chapters of John, and he's trying to tell them something. He's saying, I'm going to leave, and you're not coming with me. And they begin to feel like orphans. He said, but Holy Spirit, did you know that Jesus was setting up a new leader that was going to lead them places? A new leader that wasn't just going to lead them, but is going to empower them. And he was breathed into them. And because he was breathed into the 12 disciples and the 120, on the first day, at Pentecost, thousands got saved. And every day, thousands got saved. And if the early church just would walk in and talk, the love was so amazing. This desire to help others. You know, literally maybe 300 years at the best after Jesus. Religion, Christianity was then used for every excuse that some self-centered leader could do, whether it was to fight wars, to take over countries, in the name of the Lord, paint a cross on their shield. And they just missed it, that when Jesus came along, that he was in the midst of Rome and all that Rome was doing. And he didn't fight Rome. Instead, he took them out by the breath of God as people begin to know Jesus Christ. And then they came to know, you could feed them to lions, you could kill them, you could do whatever you want. It didn't matter. It just went, and it just spread through the then known world, unstoppable, going for the hearts of every individual. The presence of God touching people that made you so alive, you would never go back to the way you felt before. And even if the way you felt before was okay financially, it was okay relationally, it was okay, people respected you and knew you, but that couldn't be compared to a relationship with the living God. We need to win the hearts of the people by showing the living God in our lives. We need to see the power of Jesus that just totally shuts down things in a way that the world has never seen before. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 19, they're talking here about, you see, the Israelites, when you go back to Abraham, they were coming out of a polytheistic look at gods, multiple gods. And then to find out there was one God. And listen to something that Habakkuk says in verse 2:19. He says, how terrible it will be for the one who says to a wooden statue, come to life, wake up. How terrible it will be for the one who says to a silent stone, get up. It can't tell you what to do, teach you, or guide you. It's only a statue covered with gold and silver. There is no life, no breath in it. He's saying that to serve God, he's the living God, the creator of the universe, the living, breathing presence of God, and you're going to worship some gold cow like they did when Moses came down from the mountain? All around the world, people are worshiping at, you know, in India, millions of gods, and in other places, a god that is actually evil spirit, and they don't know it. That's why there's such hatred and anger and killing and hurting women and children. Like, just take a look at the world's religions and you kind of just go, because there's no freedom, there's no life, there's no joy, and there's no breath in it. It's not a living, you don't look up at a stone statue that people used to sacrifice things to, from children to you name it, and you look at this inanimate object. Yeah, it's covered in gold. You can even have the greatest artist you've got made it to make you just wow, you know, and put it in the valley where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can go. We're not going to bow to that thing, O King. It doesn't matter if you burn us up. And then the presence of God as the fourth man comes into the fire. Look at the Old Testament and see the presence of God, the miraculous, the flow. But in the New Testament, there's a change, there's a difference. And that is that the Spirit of God, the presence of God, this wind of God came within the very hearts of a human being because of the sacrifice of Jesus and what he did on the cross. And then he rose again to give you a life. And this life should be filled with the presence of God. It should ooze out of you. You should just love people. You shouldn't even be worried about yourself, because nothing is going to stop your success. Nothing is going to stop your life. Nothing's going to shut down your finances. Nothing can stop the favor and the blessing of God on you. Not kings, not queens, not governments, no flow, nothing, when you know the presence of God. One man could take out an entire country like Moses to Egypt. One person could walk in and see stunning things. I'm speaking to you today. Do you know how special you are? Do you realize that he wants to flow through you and use you? Don't let religion get you stuck on all these rules. Did I do this enough? Did I pray enough? Did I get all the bad thoughts out of my head? And just begin to serve him. And the presence of God, the wind of God, this Holy Spirit will fill you up to such a degree that living for him is just easy. There's just no other option, because I'm experiencing a new life that is so incredible that no one can shut it down. Not your spouse, not your parents, not your kids, nothing can take away this experience of the life of God that is in you. God breathed in you when you got born again. I was talking to a guy in our church, and everything I said he had a problem with, and everything was going on, he questioned everything, and I just give him a few answers and help him out, because it's a journey for all of us to learn and grow. But one day he commented on his absolute lack of faith and his absolute sense of knowing God. And I said, well, maybe you're not born again. Excuse me? Maybe you're not born again. Because without being born again, you're just a religious person. Well, I grew up in church. I said, those are the worst. Well, what do you mean? Well, you think because your mom knew God and she could weep and pray and your dad was excited about God, you think that you somehow just got willed into the kingdom. But every individual person has to believe on Christ from the heart and confess him with their mouth. And you have to submit and desire and tell him, come in. And this incredible miracle takes place. As you come alive with the very breath and the life of God. And for the first time in your life, your spirit man is ignited by the very presence of God. You are born again. And he looked at me, and you could just see him thinking, and his brain wanted to fight. He says, I don't think I am. Well, I said, are you ready to believe? Because born again is not a prayer. I lead people in the prayer to flow in that direction and understand it. Born again is to believe from your heart and to declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. He rose from the dead, meaning that's the very reason you can be born again. Without Jesus dying and rising again, there's no hope. The breath of God is in me. The breath of God is in you. Flows from your spirit, and it touches everything that you reach out for. But it's by faith. This grace, this ability, this favor of God must be believed. And as you fellowship with Holy Spirit, The Word teaches us you'll begin to know the love of God. You'll begin to know the grace of Jesus and the communion of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? As you commune with Holy Spirit, you are going to fall in love with the Word. If the Word of God and messages don't just come alive on the inside of you when you hear, anointed preaching, not religious drivel. When you hear a man or a woman of God take his word and just speak it, are you just looking for a new clause, a new doctrine, and something you haven't heard before? Are you wanting the living breath of God that's flowing out of a teacher, a preacher, a prophet, an apostle, an evangelist to just touch your life and just speak into you, and you just feel the encouragement, you just sense the presence of God rise up when you read the Bible? Take a look at people, they're alive. They're incredibly alive. And they're alive with his joy, his peace, his purpose, his love. They would go lay down their lives for people they don't know, just like Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, after Jesus had died and rose again, they're in the upper room, and the Bible says the sound of a mighty rushing wind. I like that. A wind hit the place where they were, and tongues of fire sat on each one, and they were filled with Holy Spirit. Filled with Spirit, filled with that wind, filled with the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit. And then he tells us to stay filled. That's something I do every day, is just to spend time in the Word and to commune with Holy Spirit. And when I commune with Holy Spirit, there's this love that you get that my dad taught me this. He had this down pat. He said, Leon, just feel sorry for people that come against you. I said, what? He said, they're coming against the living God, not you. Recognize what's behind it. Recognize the broken heart, the pain, the betrayal, the things they've experienced. And don't let your flesh, in other words, don't let your little ego rise up. Just know the presence of God is on you. And if you can't get them to just forgive and walk in love, that they become a weapon and it can't prosper. They move themselves into the kill zone. I don't mean God's going to kill them. I just mean when you talk to any soldiers, or they'll just say, you know, when you're going to attack, for example, when a team of officers goes through a doorway into a room to take control of it, the doorway is the kill zone. That's the area you want to get out of there. Get through that thing fast. That's where bottleneck, that's where the enemy can, that's where the drug runners, the people can just take you out. Why? Because you're bottlenecked at the door. And we have to understand that you don't ever want to move. And so all I'm trying to tell you is that you stop worrying about who's going to shut me down, what are they going to say about me, what are they going to blog about me, what are they going to do about me. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me. Why? The living God looks out for me. The living God is in my future. The presence of God is in my marriage, my home, my body. So even if I eat any dead thing, even, you know, as you begin to move out of this natural thinking, and I love doctors, and I get checkups, and I'm on vitamins, I have no problem taking something if I've got an infection. I'm not like that at all, where it's just one or the other. They all work together. But my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And when you begin to live this way, you have no problem. There's not this little it's just this beauty, this freedom, because within me is the presence of God, the wind of God. It makes me alive. It makes me look at the future and just know nothing's going to stop me. That's how he's designed you and I. Well, you're a pastor. Are you kidding me? Pastors are just to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. I'm just a teacher. That's it. You're the players on the field. You're the gifted financiers and mums and dads. You're the gifted layers of hands on the sick. You're the gifted casting out. It's you. I'm just the teacher, the coach. You're the players on the field. Father, I pray that they catch you. I pray that every believer listening would just desire the living God as a deer pants for the water. They'd begin to believe, as David prophesied over this generation, we'd run through a troop and leap over a wall. That the same Spirit that raised Christ's dead body up would quicken every cell and organ in our mortal bodies. That his peace and his joy would flow off us to such a degree it would look like rivers that would touch neighbors and people. Father, I pray today that we would crave the new leader that Jesus said when he said, Holy Spirit, would he be here? pray that every person listening to this message would just come alive with a desire to know you, to give up on religion, and to serve the living God, His living Spirit on the inside of us, blowing, flowing into everything that we touch. And that our life would become so exciting, Father, because we don't know where this wind comes from or where it's going. And with Holy Spirit in our lives, everything that we touch goes beyond what we think. Everything we do takes incredible blessings and corners we never knew were even there. Everything that we say and do is just filled with the presence of God. An eye can't see, an ear has never heard, and we can't even imagine or understand the stunning living that is ahead of us. Touch every person with that thing. I pray in your wonderful name. If you don't know Jesus, today I'm going to speak to those who you're just churched. Maybe no one really confronted you. Are you born again? Have you really believed on Him? Asked Him to come in? Was it just some kind of a rhetorical prayer? And if so, just say, Jesus, I choose you. Thank you for dying in my place. Come into my heart. From today and on, I'm following you, and I'm breathing and inhaling you every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media.